You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our final reading of the season here is Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. This short passage is quite challenging. It contains a number of different references, and it's not obvious how it sort of fits together. We have a reference to Elijah the prophet, who Elijah, as we recall, is probably the greatest of the prophets. He's the one who did the most spectacular things at a time where Israel was struggling, was committing adultery with Baal, was not following the Lord. And Elijah was also the prophet who is taken up wholesale into heaven. He did not die. He was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. And so there's this sense of Elijah returning. The sense of Elijah is the one who brings about the restoration of true worship. And we're told that this Elijah will come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And earlier in Malachi chapter 3, we hear that this great and terrible day is in fact the day of his coming. In other words, his return to earth is a clear eschatological understanding of this great and terrible day. The result, though, of this coming of the Lord, or this coming of Elijah, who prepares the coming of the Lord, is that the hearts of fathers will be turned to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers. In other words, God is going to restore deep family relationships that have gone astray, that are at odds with one another. The hearts of one generation will be turned to the other generation, and vice versa. The end of family discord will come about. I think there's much for us to reflect on, what this word means for us. How has Elijah come to us in our life and announced the coming of the Lord? How have we experienced the great and terrible day of the Lord? Obviously, it has not fully come, as we still wait for it, but in some ways it also has already come. The great and terrible day is the incarnation, where the Lord comes in the flesh and comes to earth. As he was promised throughout the whole Old Testament, he has come in Jesus' birth. Jesus tells us that John the Baptist is Elijah. In Matthew 11, he says, for those who can receive it, John the Baptist, is the Elijah to come. And so part of what we're left here is to realize that the first coming is that great and terrible day, and yet we also wait for the great and terrible day of his second coming. And then finally, this turning the hearts of children to their fathers, this is true for us in our relationship with the Lord. Because of this great day, we now have access to our Father. And now our Father can work with us because our sin has been taken away. It is also true in our own family relationships. The Lord wants to restore those by his coming and by his work. And so there's much to reflect on in this strange prophecy that ends the Old Testament for us. In our Bibles, these are the last words that we hear before the announcement of Jesus Christ. And so let's conclude this season by being ready, as John the Baptist has made ready, for the coming of the Lord in our hearts and in our families.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.